The snail, much against her usual habit, began to run like a lizard under a summer sun. When Pinocchio returned home, his father asked him, "And where is the new suit?"
"I couldn't find one to fit me. I shall have to look again some other day."
That night, Pinocchio, instead of going to bed at 10 o'clock, waited until midnight, and instead of making 8 baskets, he made 16. After that he went to bed and fell asleep. As he slept, he dreamed of his fairy, beautiful, smiling, and happy, who kissed him and said to him,
"Bravo, Pinocchio! In reward for your kind heart, I forgive you for all your old mischief. Boys who love and take good care of their parents when they are old and sick deserve praise, even though they may not be held up as models of obedience and good behavior. Keep on doing so well, and you will be happy."
At that very moment, Pinocchio awoke and opened wide his eyes. What was his surprise and his joy when, on looking himself over, he saw that he was no longer a marionette, but that he had become a real live boy.